This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizers Report. Is Kenya starving the poor to play politics? Talking to Acorn Kenya organizers and leaders, one thing jumped to the top of the conversation quickly when education was raised, and it was not the poor quality of the books and classrooms this time. It was food, specifically school lunches. Everyone from slum dweller to education expert agrees that a child's ability to learn is improved by whether or not they're receiving adequate nutrition. And in slums like Gorogocha, where Acorn works, the meal at lunch and any leftovers sent home by the school are often the real meal of the day. How could this situation have worsened? It turns out with the installation of a new government this year after the 2017 election, the incoming Interior Department minister announced a change of policy on school lunches. After a 40-year partnership with the World Health Organization, which was paying the bulk of the cost of over $1 billion to provide school lunches in Kenya's lowest income communities and elsewhere, the minister declared the time for dependence on outside interests and donors had ended, and that Kenya would feed the million school children itself, effective January 2018. The WHO, in the face of this opposition, withdrew its funding. The January date turned out to be too ambitious, so the implementation policy for the school lunch program, or what might be known as the no school lunch policy, became May 2018. The legislature only appropriated the equivalent of $24 million to support the feeding program. The potential beneficiaries were reduced from 1 million children to 500,000. In the new independence program, parents were then assessed a fee for the lunches to offset the cost of local authorities providing them of roughly 800 Kenya shillings per term, or $8 U.S., leaving the children of many poor parents to withdraw from school as well. We asked the chief of Gorogocha, who was appointed by the national government, about this policy change and its impact. He argued that Gorogocha and other slums needed an exemption. The average income in the slum is only the equivalent of $70 U.S. per month, so losing $2 for the lunches per month during the school term is not trivial. He went into detail about what he argued were the 60% of residents who depended on the city dump that abuts the slum by scavenging waste food. He believed the government needed to act to continue the lunches. At the same time, when we argued that our members were demanding that Acorn initiate a campaign to restore free school lunches, and then talking to our members, we were finding variable costs, some of which were significantly higher, his advocacy pivoted with concerns that our raising our voices in protest might put pressure on his political position as well. As we left the meeting, we looked at how tall and strong the tree had grown on the chief's compound that we had planted when launching Acorn 8 years ago in 2010. We knew the leaders felt that there was no choice but to do everything possible to change this policy, and there will be done. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.